Hi, I'm Brandy.
And I'm Raven.
And this is the Sister Files.
Whoop, whoop.
I think I was just trying to...
Sister Files.
I know. I was trying to think of how an Irish accent sounds like, but I couldn't think of one.
It's the Sister File. I don't know what that was like. Some kind of
but I don't do accents very well,
I
so...
I gotta think about it really hard. Hold on. Irish. You went Irish?
I mean...
It's the Sister Files.
We are going to be talking about St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day. I still am not Irish. I don't know what this is.
Close.
Santa Claus, this is the Sister Files. I'm trying real hard here. We'll see. So. I'm going to try. No, now I'm turning into like some Midwestern accent. I'm going to try. What is this?
That sounds Southern.
I know.
American Southern accent.
I was on a roll, and now I don't know what happened to me.
Oh my gosh, I'm just not going to try accents because I can't do them.
I think, hold on, I got back to being Irish. I think I'm going to try and talk. This is not Irish. I don't know what this is.
It almost sounds Indian.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my Lanta. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my.
You make me sound like the girl at work when she's from India, I believe.
It's, oh, no, no, no.
And,
That's no bueno. That's not what
and
I was
looking for. She lived there for a while, so she has an accent.
Oh,
like,
that's
she
cool.
has one and she doesn't.
Someone
so sometimes she
I
rips
have an
it
accent.
Out. What? We all have accents.
She did, well, hold on, she ripped it out?
Yeah, she rips out her accent. You know what I mean, whips it out. She can turn her accent on and off, which I think is so cool.
But you know, I can turn mine on and off, since you don't know what it is.
yeah, we have a, I feel like our accent is a no accent.
Yeah, sometimes it's not, because every now and then I'll say things, like someone was giving directions, and I said, oh, I know where that is. It's over there by Winding Creek Road. And they were like, Winding Creek? I said, yeah, Winding Creek. I was like, no, Winding Creek. I was like, it's Creek.
Doesn't matter. I was like, it all sounds, yeah.
Winding Creek Road.
That's funny.
And water. People say water.
Yeah, water and water.
Water.
Yeah.
Every now and then I'll say different things, weird, but.
Yeah, everybody does.
I try to do an accent, like I'll try to do a British accent or an Irish accent or whatever, it always ends Southern.
Yeah.
Always.
I can do a Southern, but only because I've had a Southern accent.
I can do Southern if I say the right things. If I'm like, oh, bless his heart.
Yeah.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Well, like, I lived in South Carolina a good portion of, about 5 years of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I also have a good amount of family that lives in Kentucky. So, Southern accents are, you know.
You know what word your own little Brandy accent comes out in? You
what?
Know which word I'm going to make fun of you about. Because I make fun of you every single time you say it.
Breakfast?
Yeah, but that's not how she says it.
Breakfast.
This is breakfast.
Breakfast.
Breakfast. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway, so when you think about St. Patty's Day, what do you think about? What makes you think of St. Patrick's Day?
I think... of alcohol.
Okay, anything else?
Which is awful.
So we'll cover that.
And I think about, well, obviously green, and like
okay.
the four-leaf clover.
Okay.
And then at work, like we would have the leprechaun come
right.
to the classroom.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they would like smoke litter everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I've always kind of associated St. Patrick's Day with people going out drinking.
Yeah, and then we already covered that we associate it with the Irish.
The Irish!
Okay. So.
We have a bar here called Irish Mike's.
We do.
I don't think they're Irish.
So, we're going to look into all these little traditions and legends and stuff. So, did you know that St. Patrick's Day is actually a religious holiday?
Well, the saint at the beginning...
Yeah.
Kind of made me think that.
True. So, we covered... I feel like we covered a different...
Valentine's Day.
No, it wasn't Valentine's Day. Because there is St. Valentine, right?
Yep.
But we talked about him, but we also talked about St. Nicholas.
St. Nicholas.
We're kind of familiar with the fact that saints in the Catholic religion, specifically, get feast days.
Yes.
When they're canonized.
Yes.
And it's usually on their death day. Mm-hmm. So, St. Patrick's supposed death day is March 17th.
It's so depressing how we celebrate everybody's. We're like, oh, let's drink to St. Patrick. And it's like the day he died. Yeah. It's the day he died.
Well, so, the funny thing is that it wasn't always that way. So, St. Patrick is known specifically and mainly as the patron saint of Ireland.
Which makes sense.
And so, there's his link to the Irish. Let's see. He was born in Roman Britain. He was St. Patrick was born in
Okay. Hold on. There's Roman Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Britain.
I'll explain it to you. So he was born in St. Patrick was born in Roman Britain in the 5th century. So what Roman Britain is basically the British Isles, I guess, or you know the land where England is, but it was controlled by Rome at the time.
So, I'm just going to say that I feel extremely self-conscious now, because I was, like, making fun of you for saying it wrong, and you were saying it right. So, anyway.
It's okay.
Moving on.
So, when he was 16, so he wasn't from Ireland, as you can see. Mm. And because it was Roman Britain, he was probably more like a Mediterranean kind of descent. It's
Mediterranean.
Yeah. When he was 16, he was kidnapped.
Oh, God.
And he was brought to Ireland as a slave.
That escalated so quickly. Like, he was born in England. What did you say? Was it Roman England?
Roman Britain.
Roman Britain, and then he was kidnapped.
Yeah. And then eventually he did escape his slavery and returned to England, where he ended up studying religious instruction.
Hmm.
He then returned to Ireland. He has been credited with helping spread Christianity in Northern Ireland.
Ah.
So that is why he's called the patron saint of Ireland.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Now, have you ever heard the legend that he banished snakes from Ireland?
Yes.
Okay. So that has been kind of almost proven to be completely false.
Oh.
And the reason why they say that is because he didn't have to banish snakes because they don't think snakes ever were on the island. To begin with, and so because it's an island, no one ever brought snakes, so there just never have been snakes on the island.
Interesting. Was it a metaphor, you think?
It might have been. I was gonna say, I believe they were, it might have been help with, like, the spread of, the religion, so to kind of banish out the,
That makes sense.
The bad stuff, or whatever, or the, or the non-Christianity. Because, you know, sometimes back in the day, Christianity was really kind of forceful and, like, in your face. Like, you gotta believe or die kind of thing. So, he lived until about 1461 AC. And Ireland actually viewed him as a saint before he was officially canonized by the Catholic Church. As early as the 7th century.
Oh, wow. They really liked him.
Yeah. He was canonized by the church in 1630.
Okay.
So before that, before the church recognized him completely, Ireland was celebrating him.
Okay.
So, which makes sense that up until the church officially canonized him, he was only celebrated, or his feast day was only really celebrated in Ireland.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't a really worldwide popular, like St. Nick or any of the other holidays or feast days that had come up, or that were known then.
Yeah.
And back then, his feast day, it was a day to celebrate in quiet prayer at the church or in home, and then they had a feast.
Yeah.
And it was, like, interesting, too, because usually, because it's March 17th, it would fall sometimes in between, in the middle of Lent.
Yes.
And they would actually pause that day through Lent. They would make the exception and be able to feast and do whatever they, you know, however they want to celebrate on that day because, in order to celebrate.
It's in the middle of Lent now. It's always in the middle of Lent.
I think so, yes.
That's crazy. It has to be. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because can Easter happen in March? I don't think it.
It does. Usually late March, though.
Yeah.
It's either, I think it's, like, the third or fourth week of March all the way to, like, the last week in April, I think, is okay. where it falls.
Okay.
Before we get too far into how the holiday has changed, just want to point out that at this time, when he was first known, his actual color was blue.
Wow, that's interesting.
I know, right? That was considered interesting. So, we know that it's a religious holiday, and we know that it's kind of can be linked back to us being specifically an Irish holiday. So, do you know why, out of all the Catholic saints, this one is celebrated or done more, or celebrated the most, almost worldwide?
Hold on. I want to think. Why he is celebrated worldwide? Irish. I feel like I know this. Why?
Well, there isn't really an actual answer, except for the one thing that I did find that was common throughout all the countries that kind of celebrated it.
Yeah.
It's just that the Irish are just very, very proud of their heritage.
Oh, okay.
And so they kind of brought it with them wherever they migrated to. Because they did have a big mass exodus because of things like England was trying to take them over and trying to, suppress their ways and stuff like that. And then they had the big potato famine and a bunch of other stuff. So,
well, that actually kind of makes sense because I feel like England, obviously Ireland, United States, like what other countries celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know. I mean, it makes sense. Like, obviously, I guess I just didn't think.
Yeah. Wow. So they have they celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but they also celebrate it in a line at the same time. I can't think of the word that goes. But at the same time. Yeah, in correlation with another, like, a Japanese holiday or Asian holiday. But it is kind of Irish because there are some Irish descendants in Japan.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. So pretty much a lot of Europe. There's even, I think, I'm trying to think where else I saw. Maybe even like Indonesia. Like it's just worldwide. Like a lot of people celebrate it. Yeah.
I didn't see it as being a worldwide holiday. I thought it was a very like American, Irish, English holiday.
Cool. So as I was saying, the Ireland, was starting to get taken over by England. England was like, hey, let me come in here and take you over because that's what we do. And because we all like to conquer and take land, all the countries at that time.
Yeah, they did. I just watched Hamilton last night.
Yeah.
Goes along with what you were saying.
Was it good?
It's very good.
I have to take a while to watch it.
Yeah, I highly recommend.
So they were, but they, during this time, when they were coming in, they were kind of, it was during the time, so they were very Catholic, and the time that England was trying to come over is when they were kind of trying to separate from the church. So there was a lot of religious conflict and trying to tell them that they couldn't celebrate their shit. And they were also, the economic conditions kind of got bad because of, like, the potato famine and stuff like that. So, at this time, this is when Green came about. Because the Irish Catholic Confederation, during this great Irish rebellion against the English crown that was happening, would wear green to show their support for their country, and then they, especially during, like, St. Patrick's Day, since that was a day that really celebrated their heritage. He's the patron saint of Ireland, so it's like, so that's when the color switched from blue to green.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's funny, so by the time Ireland had started to immigrate over to the Americas, other Europeans were here, but they were not seen as equal to other Europeans. So, of course, they were discriminated against in the beginning. Especially during the 19th century. And then, of course, the main underlying conflict was religion. with that.
What but. Is it with people and their thoughts that other people are less than?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So, because I want to say, I believe that they have their own language, don't they?
Yeah. Gaelic.
Gaelic. And they were, when the English came over, they tried to get them to get rid of it and stuff like that. And the same thing when they came to America, they were, you know, kind of like looked down upon because of their language and stuff like that.
I always found Irish accents extremely attractive.
Yeah, exactly.
Like every, you know, male character in a movie that had an Irish accent, you're just like, oh, well, he's handsome.
Yeah. To no surprise, the immigrants that came over were very proud of their heritage.
Yeah.
And very willing to, you know, show it off. They didn't want to be suppressed. That they left because they were being suppressed.
Right.
You know, so they're like, we ain't doing this, you know. And so one way for them to really show their pride and hang on to it was to celebrate St. Patrick, who, of course, you know, the patron saint of Ireland. So that is when St. Patrick's Day celebrations pretty much started coming to the United States.
Okay.
Was when they came over and they really wanted to show their pride for their country. And they would start doing this by having parades and get-togethers and parties. The oldest and largest St. Patrick's Day parade in the world is actually in New York City. And which the first parade was held on March 17th in 1762.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Our parents were like 4.
Yeah. Our parents weren't even thought of.
No, they were.
1762?
I thought you said 1962.
If I did, I was wrong. It's March 17th, 1762.
Oh, I thought you said 1962, and I was like, yeah, they would have been.
I might have 4. Said it, but I meant 1762. Oh, so, okay. I do apologize.
Okay, just kidding. Our great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were about 4.
Probably. I don't know. We'll have to look at, we have the genealogy book. Dad has one. We have to look and see if our descendants were even in America yet.
They were, because Dad said that, Tom said that they came over on the Mayflower.
I don't think so.
Just kidding.
But they might have.
Around that time.
But they may have. I don't know. We'll have to look at the genealogy book, because grandmother, Mama Rachel, she did had
yeah,
it done.
Dad has it somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
She has a copy of it. Yeah. I never really looked at it. I should have, but I haven't.
We'll have to look at it.
Okay.
Anyway.
So now we know why it's Irish and why it's green.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So on to shamrocks.
Shamrocks.
So... Shamrocks were always kind of considered a sacred plant in Ireland, especially in ancient Ireland. The Celts, they actually called it Seamery, I believe. And they said it's...
I'm a 5-year-old. I'm sorry, move on.
No, you're good. And they, to them, the shamrock symbolized the rebirth of spring.
Oh.
Because if you think about it, there's shamrocks everywhere, so it's not just on Ireland that they're doing. No. So, but then again, when England began to try to take over, when they were trying to go against England and show their pride, they started to wear the shamrock as the pride of, you know, to show their heritage and their pride of their heritage and displeasure of the English rule.
Hmm. Was it St. Patrick who described the Trinity using a shamrock?
I was just going to get that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And one of the legends is that he used the shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity.
It's a good example.
Yeah, it is. And as for the four-leaf clover, well, technically, it's just considered lucky everywhere. Everybody considers it lucky. So it's not like...
I have never found a four-leaf clover.
Me neither.
And, like, sometimes I wonder if they're actually a thing. Because people are always like, oh, I found a four-leaf clover. But I'm like, but did you? Are you dying?
In a sense, it could be because that is what, it's like a gene mutation, if you think about
it.
True. And, you know, all plants are going to have a gene mutation, you know. It could be the redheaded stepchild.
It's me. I'm just kidding.
Let's see.
It's like, I'm not redheaded, and I'm not a stepchild. Okay. But anyway.
So now we have, you know, green... shamrocks, and we're all Irish for this holiday.
You know what that means. Everyone, get your shamrock shake at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's does not sponsor our podcast.
But if they would like to, they could reach out to us at the Sister Files, 2020@gmail.com.
So now on to the lovely little creatures known as leprechauns, which we talked about last week. Those little
shiitake mushrooms.
So technically, and I can't remember if we mentioned this last week or not, but leprechauns really have nothing to do with the holiday.
No, absolutely nothing.
No.
They're an old Irish fairy tale that just got kind of called up in it because it's Irish.
Yes, and it was something that we did here in the States.
Of course it was.
And they weren't always look the way they did. They didn't always wear green. Mm-hmm. They didn't always have red hair, but we kind of threw that in there with their fiery tempers, and so we made them St. Paddy's Day related.
But they're not.
They're shoemakers. Do you know why people are pinched when they don't wear green on the holiday?
Because they're stupid. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Why?
So the legend is it's because leprechauns that come out to play on St. Patrick's Day, because that's the only time they come out.
Oh, okay.
And the one thing they enjoy doing the most is pinching people when they come out and play and do mischief. And they come out on St. Patrick's Day to do that. But if you're wearing green, they can't see you. You're invisible to them.
So if I have on a green pair of socks, I'm invisible to them.
Yep, And, of course, this entire thing was made up in America.
Of course it was.
It was. So some of the other traditions that were started in America was green beer. That's all 100% American.
Yeah. I don't like beer.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Cabbage?
Cabbage. Corned beef and cabbage is mainly a dish that's eaten on the Irish holiday.
It's not American.
On this day is American.
But it's an Irish thing.
Right, but associating it with it was something that happened here.
Okay, I like ketchup with my cabbage.
And then having the parades and the parties and stuff like that. So what we did was we basically took it.
Yeah.
Like we do. We secularized it.
Of course.
And now it's, we used it to, to make it into something that we associate with party, like Cinco de Mayo and any of the other holidays.
So, let me tell you about my favorite St. Patrick's Day that I have. Because I never really celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. It's not like I celebrate. But I did one year celebrate. There used to be a bar around here. It was one of my favorite places to go.
Yeah.
Called Cowboy Up. It's not there anymore. But a group of my friends, we all decided we were going to go.
So right.
And the reason why I tell that story, because it's just funny, all these things like happened in one night. It's not like some crazy story, but it's funny to me. Of course, we got all, dressed up. We had, our St. Patrick's Day stuff.
Right.
And we went, and we didn't drink that much. We only drank here, a little bit here and there. But there was this group of guys that came in, and they walked by our table. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, this was, 5 years ago, so this is, before we wore masks. And he walked by our table, and they had obviously just smoked something in the car, because it was, just a wall of, that. And, it was so funny, because it, hit us all instantly. Like, people were like, oh my gosh, it's so much fun, party! I have a headache, and I don't feel good anymore. It was instant. So we all went outside, and we wanted to get a picture together, because at Cowboy Up, they had, this cow mural, and you could, get pictures in front of it. So we're like, oh, we're gonna get a picture together. So, we're sitting there, with our picture together to get our picture. And this guy was part of the group, comes over, and he was like, oh, guys, I can take a picture right outside. He was gone.
Really? Yeah.
And we were like, oh, okay. And he was like, yeah, I can take your picture. And we're like, we don't really want you to take our picture. But he did. It was blurry as F because he's been home still. He goes, I want to be in your picture. So I have a picture of all of my friends and random guy, as we've named him, in the background. And he looks so far gone. Sitting there smiling.
Completely stoned.
He's gone. So then, just to solve the story, we were going to leave. And so my best friend's husband was like, oh, I'll drive. I'll go home, play video games, come back and get you a video. So he came back and got us. And we had to take our one friend home. So we're driving, and we're all in the car. And there's a checkpoint. And so my friend, who's in the passenger seat, is like, oh my god, it's a checkpoint. And we've been drinking. And that guy, what if it rubbed off on us? We're going to be arrested. And I was like, it's okay. You're not driving.
Right.
But he was super paranoid.
Yeah.
And so he had us, the passenger, not the driver. Because the driver was fine. The passenger was like, take off all your St. Patrick's Day stuff. So we took up all of our St. Patrick's Day stuff, and we took it, we, like, stuffed underneath the seats, and we all, like, sat in the back, like, perfect like, angels. Like, no, we haven't been drinking. And we pulled up, and the cop comes over, rolls on the window, and my friend's husband is sitting there, and he goes, well, what are you guys doing tonight? And without skipping a beat, my friend's husband goes, oh, I'm driving these drunk people home. And my friend that she was like, no! Like, the cop laughed, and was like, oh, you know, thanks for being the DD, you know. Hope you guys had drive safe. And it was so funny, because he was so like, no, how, you know, they were going to be in trouble. But anyway.
So my first official drinking happened at a Irish St. Patrick's Day crawl. Oh. I worked at a restaurant bar, and it was a Saturday, so the crawl was on Saturday, my birthday was on Sunday, so I actually worked that night, and so at midnight, actually it might have been 11, but nobody's counting, they told me I could leave, and that I could actually go to the bar if I wanted to, and all my coworkers brought me drinks and stuff like that.
Oh.
Was the only time I ever got sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I got whiskey, because it was Irish.
What Carbomb. Kind of whiskey?
I don't know. He just gave me whiskey and I downed it. I was like, whoop! And
there's a certain kind of whiskey that kills me, and it's hilarious because that whiskey is Irish whiskey. Jameson kills me.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of whiskey it was. I just know he did give me whiskey, and they had me do a Carbomb, which was disgusting because I hate beer. By then I already knew I hated beer. And a couple of other shots and stuff like that. But yeah, that was the only time I've ever gotten sick. I thought I was dying.
The only time I've been truly sick from something has been when Jameson has been involved in the situation.
We'll just keep him out of the picture then.
Luckily, I've only done that like 3 times. I didn't learn the first time.
Alright, so now that we turn into our drinking stories, do you want to share yours?
Yeah.
No. Feel free.
Email us at thesisterfiles2020@gmail.com.
And let us know if you're going to wear green. Do you wear green? Or let us know if you wear green for the holiday. Do you pinch people if they don't wear green? Are you one of those?
If you do, that's freaking rude. Don't come pinch me.
Are you Irish? And do you...
Are you Irish?
Yeah. Or do you celebrate the holiday in reference to the saint and not go out and party? Which is, no judgment either way. You do you. I'm just want, you know, if you party, that's fine. I'm just curious to see if there is anybody that actually celebrates the day as originally intended, you know, that prays to the saint that day or something like that.
Two things that I will add on. If you are someone who goes out and parties, please drink responsibly and don't drive.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Even if you're just a little tipsy, you should.
I was gonna say, I'm sure there's some people going out there because, especially here in the United States, there's a couple of mandates being lifted.
Yeah, I noticed a couple countries.
We got like 2% of the population immunized, and we can just get rid of masks altogether.
No.
Because that's how that works.
Anyway, the other thing is if you are able to talk in an Irish accent, please record yourself and send it to us.
Yeah.
And
or if you are Irish and you wanted to let us, you know, politely know how horrible we sound.
Yeah.
Or how hilarious, you know, stupid we sounded, you know, but we cracked ourselves up.
Or if you're a handsome Irish man and you're looking for a wife. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm marrying Chris Evans. I don't know what I'm talking about. But if you...
Chris Evans was probably jumping for joy there. Yes, finally!
I'm free from her!
Nope.
No, Chris Evans, you're not free yet.
Gotta get it in there.
Yeah, I know. That's what she said. Anyway. I'm sorry. Anyway, if you liked our podcast today, you could go on Facebook and follow us at The Sister Files, or you could go on Instagram and follow us at The Sister Files Podcast.
Yes. You can also find other episodes of our podcast on most platforms that you listen to podcasts on. And if you're able to rate us, please give us a 5-star review. That will help us out a lot. And even leave a nice positive comment, or if it's not completely positive, just make sure it's nice criticism. You know, don't be mean.
And if you leave us a 5-star review, a leprechaun will come to your house and leave you $100 worth of gold.
No guarantees on that.
100% guaranteed.
If you believe in leprechauns, maybe it will happen.
If you believe I'll marry Chris Evans, it will happen.
If you believe that, I'm also selling open oceanfront property in Arizona. Ooh, I can't talk. Arizona. So if you want some oceanfront property in Arizona, I got a really good deal on that.
I have a really good deal on oceanfront property, too.
Shush.
However, that oceanfront property is in Alabama, which is on the ocean. So anyway, moving on. No, it's not. I was right.
I don't know. I think Alabama does go. I don't know if it does or not.
You ever notice that Arkansas?
Yes, it does go out in the ocean.
It goes out in the ocean.
Fjong! Disconnects from the United States and just hangs out in the ocean every once in a while.
Every now and then, the governor's like, all right, guys, we're heading out.
We'll be back later. Time for our annual voyage to sea. Oh my goodness.
Got me snorting.
Such
idiots.
Oh gosh. I know. How old are we?
I keep snorting.
Anyway, thanks for joining us very much. We appreciate it. And in the meantime,
be sweet,
stand tall,
stay strange.
Bye, y'all.
And join Arkansas, which is not the right state. What state were we talking about?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I don't remember now.
Be safe. Bye.
Goodbye.